Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you're all having a great day. Guys, markets come off a little bit overnight. Interesting to see that it's not pulled back a huge amount on many of the tokens, but a couple of the tokens in the top 10 have had a decent bit of a pullback. Something around the 2% mark with NEO being down the most today. I'm still not seeing any opportunities there on NEO as it stands because the pullback wasn't quite good enough. But just interesting to see that the market really hasn't done a great deal this week. It's kind of just continued on and it's very much sideways meander along. Now, Bitcoin has held above the that support of 65-50 level, that rough region, and it has just sort of it's grounded a little bit higher. Then obviously we had the BitThumb news, which drove it down, and it's recovered back to where it was. But if we consider where we sort of started the week, we haven't really done anything. It's done very little indeed. You know, subject to that, the weekly candle, it's very small right now, very, very small indeed. Last week's candle was relatively small as well. This week's candle is very small as it stands. Now, of course, we've still got all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday for that weekly to change. But for the time being, it really just represents, that weekly candle really represents a lack of opportunity in trading for us this week because there hasn't been a lot of momentum. Of course, there was an opportunity that did crop up on Ethereum against the dollar. But across the board, more or less struggling at the moment, with the exception being Binance Coin once again. It did have a good move again overnight against Bitcoin, up 6.85%. And it really does seem to be the shining light at the moment of all of the tokens out there. Or maybe not all of them, but all the ones that I consider to for trading anyway. So it's been a pretty slow week, no doubt about it. That may speed up. What do we do when the markets are slow? Well, basically, the best thing to do is really nothing. So sit back and work on your trading plan and work on things that you can control. We can't control what the market does. Obviously, as traders, the objective is to find our opportunities. The work is done prior to actually raising the order. Once the order's raised, it's raised, and we have a plan for that order and for that trade if it was the trigger. Now, one of two things will happen. You either have the price come down and invalidate the level that your stop loss was at. Of course, that doesn't equate to a loss because you have to be in the trade for it to be a loss. If we see the stop loss be invalidated before we get entered, it's quite simple, really. We just cancel that order. In the case of the market triggering you into that trade, well, it's simply a matter of just sitting back. Now, if you are in a trade and it hasn't done a great deal, don't question it. So the way I trade is simply once I'm in it, that's it. The plan is stuck to. There's a first target very, very often of 1-to-1, which is there to minimize my risk. And then I've got a plan for the rest of that trade. Even if I don't go for a 1-to-1 first target, the plan is always one of two things will happen. Either first target will be hit, in which case, it will take care of itself because the order will be in place. Or the other option is that I'll be stopped out. There is no tinkering. So I don't enter into a trade and go, oh, the market's very sideways, not a lot's going on, I'm going to close that trade. I leave it open because the market can do things very quickly, as we know. It doesn't take much for a market to fall hard. It doesn't take much for a market to run up hard. So it's basically just about letting the market do its thing. Once you've made the commitment to the position, you've just got to sit back and wait for that trade to play out within your outcomes, whether it be stopped out, target, or continues to move on and you trail your stop. That is up to the market's job. So a very quick show this morning because not a great deal to talk about as far as the markets go. It'll be very interesting to see what happens today if we pick up some momentum. Bitcoin's still holding up there. It's not looking bearish on the 4-hour just yet. The daily is creeping back in. It is in that cradle zone, but it has not had a decent pullback just yet, and it is above that support. So for me, I won't be looking for any trade short on Bitcoin just yet. There may be opportunities across the rest of the market, which I'll find out after my top 100 scan, but that's basically what I'm looking at today, guys. Not a great deal to kick the day off. Have a great day and a great weekend. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.